Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills. Hope you're all right today. Becky's still on her course and she probably really stinks by now, so it's probably best. Still no shower, I hear.
Still no shower?
What's it, day 4 now, is it? See, by now, I would have had a cold one, would you not?
I'd have done that. I'd have had a proper wash, put it that way.
Yeah. She got herself a flannel, though, so she... Anyway, she's back tomorrow. Hello to our listener in Austin, Texas, who gets a bit confused by some of our turn of phrase sometimes and doesn't know what a course is.
Doesn't know what a course is?
Yes.
Right.
What's a course? Explain it for our American listeners.
A course is kind of something that you go on to improve yourself.
That's right. So that's what she's doing.
It's like self-help. What are you wearing?
Pardon?
What are you wearing? Why have you and Greg James got the same T-shirt on today?
It's our John and Edward T-shirt.
Right. Why are you wearing the John and Edward T-shirt?
Because...
You're being ironic.
No. No, we just had a picture taken for Heat Magazine.
You really will do anything, won't you?
Absolutely.
So for Heat Magazine, just to get your picture in Heat Magazine, you're supporting them.
I like them. Nice picture of John and Edward and Jed We Can.
So what were you doing in this picture?
Just pointing at their faces and laughing a bit.
You and Greg?
Separately.
Right.
Demi to wear it on the tube on the way.
Why are they doing this?
Because they've got a campaign.
Did you just say dare me to wear it on the tube on the way home?
Yes.
Well, I would do if you ever got public transport.
I do.
I'll dare you to wear it in a black cab on the way home.
Podcast. I forgot to mention this at the time. I was in Manchester on Friday night last week.
Right.
And you know, normally it takes quite a while for an artist or a band to get a tribute act, doesn't it? You have to be quite established.
Yeah.
Well, guess who's got one already?
John and Edward.
No, that would be amazing.
I just thought we were on a theme
It'll
here.
It'll happen.
Oh.
It'll happen.
Do you think?
Yeah. Lady Gaga's got one.
Has she?
Yeah, she's doing all the bars and clubs around the Northwest at the moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see her?
Well, yeah.
Same. Look. Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah.
And that's it. Normally they have like good names as well, don't they? Like Bon Jovi have got one called By Jovi.
Yeah.
Oasis. Well, there's a couple of Noasis and No Oasis isn't or something. I think ABBA have got Bjorn again.
There's huge rivalry between same tribute acts for the same band, though.
Are there?
I think Well, me and Dave spoke to somebody not that long ago about there were two Take That tribute bands, and one of them had one. This lad had left one of them to go to the other because he was only Howard in the first one, but he got Gary in the second one.
What, so there's like massive so rivalry kind of between like tribute bands.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big promotion for him.
Wow,
I can't remember what was it. Take This.
There was one called Fake That.
Yeah, did he go from Fake That to Take This?
Oh, imagine.
Strange enough, I can't remember exactly.
God.
It was early, one weekend.
Tribute band drama, right?
I know.
It. How could you leave us to go to Fake That?
He said, you know, it was a promotion.
Anyway, they have normally very good names. So have a think about what Lady Gaga's tribute act is. What her name is.
What her name is?
Yeah. Normally a play on words.
Yeah. Lady Goo Goo.
Is good.
The long
Lady Goo Goo.
Yeah. Lady Ha Ha.
No.
I'm trying to think of ones that wouldn't be libelous.
Quite hard, isn't it?
Because I have lots in my mind that they could be, but I don't think I could say them on air.
No, I wouldn't. Tell me off air now. No, you can't say that. Definitely not. Right. Can't say that.
It'd be good, though. It'd be good, though, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a good tribute act for Lady Gaga?
Her name is... Vicky Jackson. That's it.
Vicky Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work, does it?
No, not really, no. But it's an incredible tribute.
Mine was better.
Yours was good. Vicky, change it to Lady Goo Goo at once, or the one that we can't say.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Right. Thank you for all the suggestions for
They're really good.
A Lady Gaga tribute act name.
We were just talking about the Lady Gaga tribute act who I saw advertised in Manchester on Friday night. Just saw like an advert in a bar window. And her name is it's fine, but it's just Vicky Johnson. So, Vicky, if you're listening, here's some of the things you could change it to.
Whoa, which one's he reading out?
Can I say Gady Lala?
Right.
Baby Wawa, I quite like.
Right. Maybe Gaga.
Yeah, Vaguely Gaga is good. Mm. Lady Garden. Mm. I like that one. Lacey Bra Bra is my favourite so far, yeah. I think. Obviously, you've got some more over there that you can't read.
I don't think I'll say any of these.
Probably best. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now it's time for the stuff that you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. It's 4:15. PR 4 hours here with everything you've had to say on my email this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, TOTDS and Posh Radio 4 Lady, I need some advice. I have been told recently that I can do an amazing impression of that Stacey girl off of The X Factor. I like my current job, but the pay isn't so good. Do you think I should pack it in and become a Stacey Solomon impersonator?
Oh my God, Will. if you can
that
do...
That was quite good, that.
If you can do an impression of Stacey, then I say... Go for it, oh my God. Whitney and Clive. Oh my God. That actually isn't bad.
No, that's very... I think that could be your best yet.
No one ever tells us anything. So we just come to a hotel and we're like, oh, you're meeting Whitney Houston. I'm like, oh, gosh, I look like a tramp. I can't even, like, you know, you just think you can't think of something that's so amazing. Like, I found it quite hard to watch it back. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's me. Smaller than what I thought. Hopefully it'll be a bit easier without Whitney and Clive staring at me in the face.
Oh, my God, that's me. Maybe I'm going to give it all up and become a Stacey Solomon impersonator.
It might not be a bad idea, actually.
Maybe.
I remember seeing a guy on TV a few years back who packed in his £30,000 job to become a Mr. Motivator impersonator. He did look loads like Mr. Motivator, but he sounded nothing like him. Unfortunately, he also had the personality of a twig on Mogadon.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
My dilemma is that as a 6'2" man with blondish hair, I don't really resemble Stacey. Not even if you squint. I'm not averse to the idea of drag. It may even be fun.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel I may need to strike while the iron is hot. Do you think there's any cash in it? I saw the Mr. Motivator looky-likey on TV about a year ago. He's still living the dream, it seems.
Well,
yeah.
See? If you don't look like Stacey and you're a man, is that going to hold you back?
I don't think so. I think with a bit of makeup and the right clothes, as long as you can sort of do the voice and the mannerisms, then you should be all right.
My heart says yes, but something is holding me back. Help, Scott. Love you all loads and loads. Andy, my mouth is so dry. McCandless, Derbyshire.
Do it.
P.S. I love it when PR4L says, winking smiley. Sounds rude.
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah,
well, that's my favourite email for a while. Yeah, thanks very much for that. Do it. Next.
Dear Scott, about 4 months ago, my iPod broke down and refused to synchronise, which meant I couldn't listen to your show for ages. Listening to the actual radio is so old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's so 2008, that is.
A couple of weeks ago, though, I surprised even myself by fixing the thing.
Right.
So now I have 4 months' worth of podcasts, and I am currently on June.
Oh, right, so we're back in the summer now.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I love the tension building up as August is nearing, and you haven't done anything for the upcoming musical yet. Good luck with it, retrospectively. Stasia, Coventry.
Okay, this is weird. So the musical in Stasia's life hasn't even happened yet.
Oh, she's got a lot to catch up on, hasn't she?
P.S. I can't wait to see it. But I can't until I get to the August podcasts, otherwise it'll be cheating. P.P.S. Imagine this is read out on air. I won't get to hear it for a long, long time.
Oh, God, this is weird. Okay, well, we can't tell you what happens in the musical. Oh, they can't hear this anyway.
No, it's pointless.
We won't hear this till March 2010.
Yeah.
So should we move on? But thanks very much
thanks
anyway.
Thanks for your interest.
Hello, March. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, PR4L and team, I was browsing today's online edition of the Southampton Daily Echo, and there's an article stating that you are to receive an honorary degree from Southampton Solent University. What's next? Perhaps a mention in the Queen's New Year's Honours list? Winking smiley, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Don't put your head in your hands.
I was just wiping something out of my eye.
Right. Yes,
you're getting
true.
An honorary degree, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am, which is really nice, from the Southampton Solent University.
How did this come about, then?
They just wrote to me and asked if I'd like one, and I replied back, yes, please.
What was their reason for asking if you would like one?
They just wanted to know if I'd like one.
Right. So what's your degree going to be in?
I'm going to be...
Physics?
Art.
Language? Art?
Mm.
What kind of art? No.
I know performing this is ridiculous, art? Okay, but I'm going with it because I'm hugely honoured.
Pottery?
Look, if you are
sticking
listening...
Sticking and
I'm
painting?
So sorry, Southampton Solent University. If anyone from there is listening at the moment, I do very much appreciate this honour.
He just doesn't know why he's got it.
I don't really, but thank you so much.
Do you get to dress up?
Yes, I have to wear the gown and all sorts.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Next Wednesday it is.
Is it?
Yeah, my mum's coming. She loves it. She's over the moon.
Is this a... So it is like a proper degree ceremony?
Yeah, you've got a gown up.
So all the students who've worked 3 years, four years, 5 years to get their degrees...
This is why I said yesterday that some people may be annoyed by this.
Are all going to be getting theirs, are they? And then you swan up.
Yeah, and go, cheers.
In a gown and a...
Yeah.
You having a special spray tan for it?
I think I will, yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody else well-known getting an honorary degree? At the same time as you?
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yep.
Who else?
Celia Imrie.
You and Celia Imrie,
yes.
Is it?
Yep. So, that's next Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
What's hers in? What's it?
Do you know? No? Maybe arts again. So, yeah, that's happening. Sorry if you're annoyed by that,
but at least
I've got some qualifications at last. My mum is so happy.
What do you get to call yourself now?
I don't know whether I have letters or anything.
Right.
But I just get a degree, which my mum would never have thought would have happened.
Oh my god.
Oh no. So, yeah. Move on. Next.
My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet. He gave her a love bite and they went to a harvester in Basildon.
we were talking about parents.
That was probably quite a good day back in the day.
Parents. Your parents dating.
Are you going to be a doctor?
Celebrities, yes. Yes.
Dr. Mills.
Dr. Mills.
Yeah.
So. No,
you're going to start wearing a leather jacket and ride a motorbike?
No, but do you know what I will do, which will be really annoying? On planes and stuff, when someone goes, is there a doctor on board? I'll be like, good morning, yes there is. I'm as much of a doctor as Dr. Fox is.
Oh dear. Anyhow, sorry, back to the Spandau Ballet
at the Harvester in Basildon. We were talking about your parents' celebrities, and we were saying yesterday, if your mum went out with someone famous before she met your dad, does your dad feel that he can't live up to that because they're famous? And this sounds like a good one.
She tells this story to everyone. My friends, my boyfriend's parents, people in the queue at Tesco's, and always includes the detail that he had a surprisingly big tongue.
Oh dear.
Why would she go into that much detail?
You don't want to know that, do
no.
you?
And also, her poor dad. Oh, that one off Spandau Ballet, the massive tongue.
You'd feel quite inadequate, wouldn't you?
You would.
And my dad went out with Alison Moyet. My parents met at a party while they were still going out. I like to think they bonded and fell in love because of their celebrity dating histories. Buckets of love, Lily, XXXX.
Wow.
Oh, thank God we didn't find out whether Alison Moyet had a big tongue or not. Oh, that would have been a detail too far, wouldn't it? Who was that from?
Lily.
Wow.
Thanks very much for that, Lily. Any other stories like that, most welcome.
I think you'd struggle to top that, wouldn't you?
Would. Yeah.
Mum with somebody out of Spandau Ballet and dad with Alison Moyet.
I like it also that he is described as the bloke off of Spandau Ballet. There were quite a few. Right, anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address. The first one of... Okay, here we are. One that didn't speak was just mouthing to me there. Listen.
My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet.
Yeah.
He gave her a love bite and they went to a harvester in Basildon.
You see, you can't get any better than that as an opening line from an email.
I want to know where her dad took Alison Moyet.
So do I.
Somebody's just sent me the article about you on sent it to me on Twitter about you getting the degree. There's a brilliant photo of you.
Still talking about this, are we?
Yeah. You look really pale in the photo. It's like you're in shock.
Was it? Did they take it at the moment they told me I was getting an honorary degree?
Yeah, it looks like
I never
they have
knew there was a camera there.
But it's very funny. If I can work out the technology, I will redo something with it, and then everybody can see it.
Good luck with that.
I need to ask you more about it later, isn't it?
Right, just ask me now, please.
Well, that, right.
This is going to drag on, otherwise.
Obviously,
I'm going to worry.
Me and your mum are going together because we're very proud of you.
No, not going.
Yeah, we are. We're going to sit in the front row. Very proud of you, son.
That's wrong.
There are a few others around the building who would quite like to go as well.
Right.
Like the one that doesn't speak, Becky and stuff. So, can a few of us come?
Right, where's this going, please?
It's not going anywhere.
Would you like to come?
How many tickets do you get?
You get a few, I think. I can arrange this. I
don't want to take places off relatives of people who have genuinely worked to get a degree, but, you know... I think a few... Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
We'll go and support you.
Okay.
Why are you doubting us?
I just think that you're up to something.
Sorry, I get a doubt with your mum and she got a degree. I think you looked in shock in the article. Radio 1
Podcast. Earlier we were talking about Lady Gaga, and she does now have a tribute act. I saw a poster on a bar window in Manchester on Friday. Her name is Vicky Johnson. Not a great name for a tribute act, because normally they've got clever ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Vicky, no offence to your name.
Nothing wrong with the name.
No, you need to change it, though, if you're going to be a Gaga tribute act, to one of ours that we suggested earlier. Lacey Brabra being my favourite. Now, Kirsty's been on about another... incredible tribute act. Hi, Kirst.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yes, thanks.
Tell me.
Oh, you're right. My best friend called Lacey, her brother, he's in a tribute band called Take Fat.
Right.
Obviously Take That. And he plays Jason Chocolate Orange.
So, are they all overweight?
Yes, they are, just a little bit.
Who are the other members of the band? Do you know?
Yeah, there's Blobby Williams. Howard McDonald, Gary Lardo, and Mark Groen.
What?
Mark Groen instead of Mark Owen.
Groen?
Yeah, Groen, as in Groen.
Oh, Mark Groen.
Oh, Mark Groen.
Oh, I like that. We need to get them in the live lunch. Take Fat.
Would they fit?
I don't know. They're from Worcester. They're brilliant as well. They do dancing and everything.
Do they? They sound amazing.
They pull off the move.
Do they?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
And are they big lads?
They are, yes.
Wow.
Slightly overweight, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. The one that doesn't speak just found a picture of them. Oh, dear.
Have you found them?
but like, four of them have got their shirts off.
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, well. God.
Touring soon, you'll have to come and see them.
Oh, they're on a tour?
Yeah, they are.
Well,
yeah,
you've got to let me know where that is quality. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
You know Lady Gaga, Vicky Johnson?
I don't know what their rider is.
You know the Lady Gaga tribute?
Yeah.
Do you think she actually speaks like Lady Gaga as well?
I would hope so.
Hello, it's Lady Gaga.
Hello, Lady Gaga.
Just a quick one. BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Yes, it's true. I am getting an honorary degree, which I'm very pleased about.
I've read more of this. I've read more of this article.
Right.
That I was sent.
This is next Wednesday at the Solent Uni in Southampton.
The article that was in the local paper, and it says you're following in the footsteps of Craig David, Shane Warne. Do you know who Shane Warne is?
Cricket bloke?
Yeah, not...
I thought he was Australian.
Yeah. And...
What? Hang on, explain that, please.
Well, because I presume because he played county cricket for Hampshire.
Oh, OK.
So I'm presuming that's one. And Charlie Dimmock and Fiona Phillips.
Well, I mean, good company, then.
Now, on the text, though, there are a lot of people
I knew this would happen. All I can say is sorry.
Yeah. It's a mixed response to you getting it. However, most people, when they graduate, only get two tickets. So I don't think it would be a wise move
for us all to go.
For us all to turn up as your entourage and try and get in, and you have a whole roped off area just for your
this
guests.
This area is for Scott Mills' people.
Because there are going to be some students in the audience who...
will boo me.
Well, Tom...
Do you get booed?
I don't think they'll boo you. And I certainly wouldn't encourage you being booed when you go up to get it. That would be awful.
That would be...
Or throwing it. Don't throw anything at Scott when he goes up to get it either, because that would be unfair.
It would be like Kanye West and Taylor Swift all over again.
It would.
You know?
But, you know, Tom emailed in saying he's got his graduation at Southampton Solent University next week as well.
Oh, I'll see you there then, Tom.
Except his took 3 years and he's got over 20 grand of debt.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you were going on stage, what sort of things wouldn't you want thrown at you?
I don't think it's right. It's a graduation. You can't boo or throw things.
But I mean, you wouldn't want eggs thrown at you, would you?
No.
Or flour.
My mum's going to be there, and my granddad. It's my special day.
She's bought a 12-pack. of eggs.
A beer. Just to get her through it.
So no eggs, no flour, no tomatoes, none of
no, none of that.
Have you got your speech ready?
I am going to do a speech.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay.
You have to. This one.
Ladies and gentlemen, wear sunscreen.
Fake tan.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future.
Fake tan would be it. That's what I'm doing. I think that'll go down really well.
Don't try anything, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, can you get off Twitter and telling people to stop throwing flour and
I'm
play the game?
I'm just embracing my love of new technology.
What's occurring?
Concentrate on this.
Yes, I've told everybody to not throw flour or eggs at you if they're going to the graduation next Wednesday.
Someone else is going. They said, is cheese fine? That's absolutely fine, yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
So you're happy for cheese to be thrown at you?
Yeah, because I can eat it then.
Okay.
I love cheese. Now, we were talking about a radio station, and they had a character on it called Cream Cake Kevin a few years ago.
Yeah.
He used to give out cream pies, and it was very successful in the northwest of England.
Yeah.
So they wanted to do a girl version, but nobody in the radio station wanted to do the girl version because they were going to call her Meat Pie Mandy. Mm. I can't see why anybody would not want to do that.
I wouldn't. I would love Meat Pie Mandy to come round every day.
Because all the girls who worked at the station said, no, I'm not being Meat Pie Mandy. They never did the feature.
Right.
So now we have. If they don't want it, we'll have it. So Pippa, who works upstairs, I can't tell you how keen she was to be MPM.
Really?
She just was like, yes, I'll do it. With a smile, like she always does.
But Pippa's always smiling. People quite often think we're twins because of our jolly natures.
To be honest, she does say yes to everything because she's so nice.
She does. Did you bully her into being Meat Pie Mandy?
I didn't bully her, but she did agree.
But she didn't want to, but you made her, did you?
She's just too nice. So she did it.
The tyrant you are.
So we sent Pippa out into the streets with a massive sign round her neck.
Oh, poor Pippa. How could you do this to her?
I think there are some pictures online. If you have a look online, you can see Meat Pie Mandy on the streets doing her thing. bbc.co.uk/radio.
I need to get Take Fat down first.
She's just there with a big cardboard sign and just boxes of meat pies, handing them out to hungry people on Stupid Street.
Bless Pippa.
So there she is. She's given out the meat pies as Meat Pie Mandy. She asked 13 people how many of them would accept a free meat pie from Mandy. Can you see the pictures?
Yeah, you know how we said that Pippa did everything with a smile on her face?
Not this time.
Not as... Could you have made a cheaper sign?
How many out of 13 said yes to a free meat pie from Meat Pie Mandy?
Well, judging by the scowl on her face, I can't imagine they were offered them in the nicest of circumstances. I'm going to 2.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Pictures are amazing. Here's Meat Pie Mandy on the streets.
I'm Meat Pie Mandy. Would you like a free pie?
Do you know what? I don't like ham and cheese, but thanks. It looks lovely.
Chicken tikka?
I like them warm, so I just wouldn't want to eat them cold. But sorry.
Oh, maybe if you put it under your armpit for a bit.
No, thanks. Honestly, thank you, though.
Would you like a free pie? I'm Meat Pie Mandy. Are you sure? Oh, somebody take them off me. I'm Meat Pie Mandy and I'm giving away free pies today.
Are we here to give you something?
You just say thank you, Meat Pie Mandy, that's all I need.
Thank you, Meat Pie Mandy.
Thank you, Meat Pie Mandy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's not really Mandy. Oh, would you like a free pie? I'm Meat Pie Mandy.
Oh, yes, please, I have a free pie.
There you
thank
are.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your pie.
Cheers.
Can you just say thank you, Meat Pie Mandy?
Thank you, Meat Pie Mandy.
Excuse me, sir, would you like a free pie? Would you guys like a free pie, Meat Pie Mandy? Excuse me, sir, would you like a free pie? Oh, I need to dangle one seductively. Mandy needs to get seductive. Excuse me, sir, would you like a free pie on Meat Pie Mandy? We've got chicken and mushroom, ham and cheese, or chicken tikka.
Chicken tikka.
Thank you. And what would you like, sir?
No, I'm fine. I'm vegetarian.
Oh, we've got a ham and cheese. You can maybe pick out the ham bits like that. Come on, you three. One of you take my free pie off my hands. Meat pie Mandy.
You are meat pie Mandy.
I am the meat pie. Well, yeah. My name's not really Mandy.
What is it?
It's Pippa, but we didn't have any pork pies. Otherwise, I'd be...
Well, we just had lunch. Thank you very much, Mandy.
All right, never mind.
No, thank you, meat pie Mandy.
Well... Oh,
oh dear.
Bless her.
What would you like, sir?
No, I'm fine. I'm vegetarian.
Oh.
I'm cutting it all
We've got a ham and cheese. No, you can maybe pick out the ham bits like that.
Oh, meat pie Mandy. Love her. Four people said yes to a free pie from MPM.
Oh, what's the kidding?
I've never heard Pippa sound so hacked off with doing something.
Chicken ticker. Love it.
Is she going to do that again? Or are we actually going to get some pork pies from now on? And she can, from now on, be known as Pork Pie Pippa.
She says no, she's not doing it again. She's put her foot down.
Can't be a good pork pie, though. No.
Next one. You know Gillian McKeith?
What have you had her going out on the streets offering to do?
Well, there I was watching one of my favourite shows the other night on E4, Super Size versus Super Skinny, where they get a really massive fat person and a really skinny person and make them swap diets with hilarious consequences. Anyway, so I was watching that on E4, and they had a bit on there with Gillian McKeith, and she was trying to get people to have smaller bums. God, she's obsessed by that end, isn't she? She's made a whole career out of that end, isn't she? All about that. Anyway... My question to you...
I'm dreading this.
On Super Size versus Super Skinny the other night on E4, how many times did Gillian McKeith say the word bum?
48.
48 bums. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Gillian, she's obsessed.
What is that? It's a big bum!
Big fat bums. To see how big bums really are.
So I'm here to ban big bums.
Over 100 big bummed recruits.
It's a 45-inch bum.
Turn around and let's see if we can tame those bums.
Bum clenches work.
Because I want your bums.
That's the bum muscles to you and me. Bum muscles burn.
You said he's going to fill your bums, Lynn.
Got bums in shape.
1.4 inches per bum. You've all got big bums and I'm having a crackdown on them.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum,
bum.
Bum, bum,
bum.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Bum.
Enough. Yeah, we get the idea. Thank you. only 16, actually.
16?
Yeah.
Oh. What's the kidding?
We added more bums on the end just to make them into songs. God, it's all about stuff that other radio stations do today. You know, on some stations, they do the phrase that pays.
Yeah.
Usually it's like the phrase you have to say when they ring you up is something like, I love 106.3 The Pigeon, now give me my money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't do that on Radio 1, but what if we called up some Radio 1 listeners today who had texted Greg's show earlier and asked them what the phrase that pays was? What would they say? I will give you a point if you can get any of the phrases that came up.
We love Greg.
We love Greg. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Imagine your surprise if you get a random call out of the blue and someone asks you, puts you under pressure and says what the phrase of pays is. Here's what happens.
Hello.
Hello, M.
Who's that?
You've been selected and you're on the air. Now, just tell me the phrase that pays.
Alcohol is amazing.
I'll give you one more guess.
My name is Emma and I'm in a dilemma.
It's not the right answer.
Right, okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. I think she really let herself down with that first
one.
Yeah. Alcohol is amazing.
But then she came up with a good one.
My name is Emma and I'm in a dilemma.
But that wasn't the right answer.
Right.
Next.
Hello.
Go on then, Simon. What's the phrase that pays?
Oi, your badger stole my newspaper.
What?
Your badger stole my newspaper.
And again, please.
Your badger stole my newspaper.
It's good, but it's not right.
Oh, is that tomorrow's one?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Right, that's
you weird. Expected me to guess that, did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Thing is, right, that... Why would that be the first thing that came to his head?
I don't know.
Unless he was actually watching a badger mug somebody at the time.
Yes.
Is possible. I just thought that was a bit weird that that would be the first thing you would say when someone asks you what the phrase that pays is.
Your badger stole my newspaper.
Anyway, you didn't guess that issues. One.
No.
Next.
Hello.
Good afternoon, you're on the air. Now, just tell me the phrase that pays.
Hello?
No, it's a phrase, but what is it?
Your holiday is tomorrow?
It's not right, I'm afraid.
No, sorry.
No, I'm not being funny, but if the phrase that pays was...
Hello?
A lot of people would win a lot of money,
yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah, so it wouldn't be very that. Difficult, would it?
Okay, next.
Hello?
Amy!
Who's this?
You've been selected and you're on the air now. Just tell me the phrase that pays and you might win.
What phrase that pays?
Any phrase.
What do you want me to say?
The phrase that pays.
Well, I don't know.
Have a guess.
Any
phrase in the whole world, it might be right.
Yeah, but it won't be.
It might be.
Oh, you're getting my goat.
What?
You're getting my goat.
Am I?
Well, no, but... Hmm. It's the first thing that came into my head.
It's not the right answer, sorry.
Told you.
I can't believe you didn't...
yeah.
You didn't get any of those.
No, I know. Who'd have thought?
Get my goat.
There was a goat and
hello?
A badger involved.
Yeah. And someone that really let themselves down with the alcohol comment, yeah. Emma.
And somebody just saying hello.
Yeah. Oh, well, no guesses on that one, but you've won anyway, whatever.
Excellent.
Let me know your scores on 81199 on the text.
Oh!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Some people on the text are saying, OK, we're listening after six. Have we missed the announcement that was going to be revealed about Scott on today's show?
Yeah, you
That's,
did it earlier, didn't you?
Rob in Wrexham. Yeah, I did. Sorry, we have done it already, but I'm sure that Chappers would like to mention it again.
Well, it's your announcement. Away you go.
I'm getting an honorary degree from Southampton Solent University.
Following in the footsteps of Fiona Phillips and Charlie Dimmock
and Craig David. David
and
yeah.
Shane Warne.
Yeah, and that's next Wednesday, and I'm hugely honoured. And I have annoyed some people that have worked for a few years to get their degree and are in loads of debt. So for that, I apologise.
How long does your speech have to be?
A couple of minutes.
All right,
I'm
okay.
Bricking it. I can't do speeches.
I will be with all the flour and eggs. It's going to be flying past your ears.
Right, what have you said on Twitter, please?
Well, no, on Twitter I have tweeted that it's best not to throw eggs or flour at Scott Mills at Southampton Solent on Wednesday.
Well, if you do, I'll throw it right back and ruin your gown.
Yeah, bearing in mind, I've seen you throw.
It won't reach you, but I'll have a good
go.
It
won't. It'll struggle to get off the stage. So I've put, don't throw flour.
Okay, good,
you see,
thanks.
All right.
You're very kind.
Pleasure.
Now it's time for Dear Scott. More emails from you this week from the Posh Radio 4 lady.
Hi, Scott. My name is Thomas Nutter, and I live in Burnley. After listening to your show on Tuesday, I think, I decided to download that Talking Backwards app.
You may have heard someone snigger when the word Thomas Nutter was on. That wasn't me.
Or me.
I now have an idea for your show. Basically, you get people to send in their words only pronounced backwards, e.g. Sherbisnam. Then you have to guess what it is forwards. Try it.
Oh, yeah, this is the Talking Backwards app that I've got on my my phone, which we were playing with earlier this week. It's really good.
P.S. Don't say Sherbisnam as though you're speaking backwards. It sounds better when played backwards if you just say it like a normal word. Sherbisnam.
Sherbisnam. Shall I try it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I hope this isn't rude.
Oh.
I hate it when it does that. Hang on.
Do people not know you're on air?
Sherbisnam. Is that right?
Sherbisnam.
Sorry, I'll try it again. Sherbisnam.
I think it's going to be like man's herbs.
Okay, let's find out what that is.
A man
What?
Serbisnam.
Is, in fact... Again?
Mighty bush.
Mighty bush.
It didn't sound like that. It sounded like manly bush.
It did. Maybe I wasn't saying it right.
Serbisnam.
Let me try it again. Serbisnam. No, even worse. Okay, good. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for nothing.
We'll work on that one, shall we?
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the quiet one, and the amazing PR4L. I am an American and a devoted podcast listener. I was delighted to get a chance to come to that there London this past weekend.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed it. It's nice, isn't it?
On Sunday night, I was in a pub enjoying a pint with some friends when, following the West Ham-Arsenal match, they began showing Chappers' ESPN programme. I forget what it was called, and I am too jet-lagged to check. Winking smiley.
How about that? So they fly in from America, they listen to our podcast, but and then first thing they see on TV is you.
Who'd have thought?
Anyway, as the programme began, both my friend and I were alarmed to see that as his lovely co-host was introduced, Chappers looked directly at her bosom.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't. Directly at her bosom?
Apparently so, they're watching it in the pub.
I didn't do that. I didn't. No, I didn't.
Was it like that Westlife and Mariah Carey video?
It was nothing like that Westlife and Mariah Carey. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Chappers. I expected better. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love to all. Susan, in actual Indiana.
Susan, you are wrong. I didn't do that.
You didn't.
My co-presenter is Kenny Dalglish's daughter, Kelly Cates, right?
Okay.
She's more like a sister to me.
You.
So I wouldn't be looking there at all.
Thanks for clearing
that. Oh, that's embarrassing because she quite often listened.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly. About him.
But what? I didn't. And also, they're not even in my eye line because they're a lot... Because she's...
A lot lower.
No, I don't mean they're a lot lower. I mean she's a lot
lower.
On
the floor, you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying she's a lot smaller than me. So they're not even in my eye line when I'm looking at... For God's sake, this has just gone worse.
All right.
They're not lower. She's just smaller.
All right?
Right,
fine. Next.
How do, Chappers and Scott? My mum's first boyfriend was Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Oh, good. We're talking about your parents, and you know, before they met your dad or mum, they used to go out with someone famous. Do you think that dad feels a bit inferior that she used to go out with one of the Monkees?
Could do.
It's not as good as this story from earlier, though.
My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet. He gave her a love bite, and they went to a harvester in Basildon.
That is better. Sorry, no offence. Next.
How do, Chappers and Scott? My mum's first boyfriend was Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Yeah, we just said that.
Yeah.
Good.
It was back in the early 60s, when he was on Coronation Street. He ended up dumping her, and I think she's still a little bitter. I was never allowed to watch the Monkees when I was a nipper. Cheers, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Fancy being bitter all those years
on. Yeah, that's a heck of a punishment, isn't it, that?
We've got some amazing stories about parents dating celebs. We really have.
So do you think the dad of the wife who went out with somebody from Spandau Ballet doesn't allow Spandau Ballet records in the house?
Probably not, and I bet she hasn't been to a harvester since.
No.
Next.
Hey, Scott. This is not my mum, I know, but my cousin was asked out by Robbie Williams not long after he left Take That, and she turned him down because she said he was a bit fat at the time. However, she would definitely go out with him now if he's interested.
What, because he's thinner?
How shallow.
Also, I went to Thorpe Park yesterday and saw Jonathan Ross there with his wife Jane and a bunch of kids, all sporting different coloured hair. The Rosses were sat opposite us, having lunch, and we also saw them several times going around the park.
Oh, that's nice.
He had a shockingly bad pair of boots on, though. Smiley. Sally, Bristol.
Well, so different hair. What kind of hair did Jonathan Ross have?
I don't know. Just kind of has brown.
He had brown hair. Has he dyed it purple and we don't know?
I'm not aware of that.
I've never seen his footwear either, so I wouldn't know, but thanks for that.
Can
anyway.
People stop texting in about my eyeline and boobs,
okay.
Please?
I'm sorry to keep on about that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to know, then the PR4L will read them out in a posh way. Send an email with Dear Scott in the subject to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.